As the holiday season rolls along, regional orchestras in South Central Indiana are experiencing their busiest time of year. When you attend one of the many holiday concerts in the area, you probably recognize at least a few musicians on stage, your neighbors, your coworkers, your children's teachers. It's those people, the community members, who are the backbone of the local orchestras. In this third installment of the Regional Orchestra series, I spoke with Catherine Marchese, a local teacher and bassoonist for hire on the South Central Indiana music scene. There are some assumptions you can make about community orchestra members, or at least I made some assumptions. They've always loved making music, and playing in these groups is something fun to do after the workday ends and on the weekends. When I approached Catherine Marchese, I certainly wasn't expecting to hear this.
I went to the Juilliard School. I have a bachelor's and master's from Juilliard School, and then I was very lucky to get a scholarship to do my doctoral work overseas. So I went to the École Normale in Paris, and I spent almost 2 years at the Mozarteum in Salzburg. And I did a lot of concertizing, mostly as a soloist and chamber orchestra musician, overseas. I lived in France for 17 years.
That's right, a Juilliard-trained bassoonist who spent almost two decades performing in Europe. Well, she's in Bloomington now, came here about 10 years ago with her then-husband. She plays with the Bloomington Symphony and the Bloomington Pops, and she regularly subs for the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, as well as the Indy Chamber Orchestra. She teaches quite a bit, too, through her private studio. But despite her top-notch credentials, it's been a real process getting her name out. So yes, she does have a day job, teaching English as a second language in two middle schools in Bloomington.
Parallel to my bassoon career, I am also a teacher. So besides teaching music, I'm a language teacher. And I did some of that in France while I was there, and more of it in the last 10 years here while I was sort of reestablishing my status as a bassoonist. It's really hard to go from one place and then come into another and then have to really start from scratch. So it's taken me a while, but I am being asked to do more and more things.
So you're a busy bassoonist then. This is not a hobby for you. This is your gig.
Yeah, I am a bassoonist. I always consider the teaching part sort of my hobby, which is really unusual. And people say, what? You know, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? At one point in my life, I mean, for a big part of my life, my adult life at least, I was a professional bassoonist. I made my living as such. Yes, you can make your living as a musician and actually pay the rent or the mortgage and the bills and everything. But I almost stopped playing a few years ago because of the fact that I realized in coming to Bloomington wasn't going to enhance my career, but sort of put the brakes on it. I think that people don't realize, unless you're directly associated with the university, a lot of times people like myself really don't have a place to go and play or to do what they do. So I found myself in that position, and that was kind of a scary place to be.
She went on to say, though, that she realized that she just wouldn't be happy not playing. So she picked up the bassoon again and started making some calls and joining some orchestras. One of the phone calls she'd made was to her former teacher at the Juilliard School, who put her in contact with a bassoon chamber ensemble made up of musicians from the Chicago and New York areas. Marchese plays with this group fairly regularly as well, and they're even hoping to record an album this summer. So after a slow patch, she seems to be back, full speed ahead, bassoon in hand.
I think that a lot of it, it's just choices. I get up really early to practice. Usually I'm up by 5, and so I could practice before my school day starts. I'm always at school by 7:15, maybe 7:30, and I teach a full school day. My school day ends around 3:30, depending on what I have. I'm usually running home to teach a couple nights a week. I'm either at the youth orchestra in the evening or at the symphony. Sometimes, or lately in the past, let's say 3 weeks, last week I was going up to Indy every night to do the opera. Hansel and Gretel was going on. The chamber orchestra was doing that, and that was fabulous. The week before that, I was in Lafayette every night. Yuletide's coming up, so symphony's going to come into play. And the weekends, if I'm not performing, I'm usually collapsing. You know, every once in a while I do go grocery shopping and get my laundry done. So, and I have two children, so every once in a while I do get to see them and interact with them.
Catherine Marchese is a bassoonist living, teaching, and performing in Bloomington, Indiana. You can find out about upcoming performances of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra on our website. And also on the website are the first two installments of the Regional Orchestra series, featuring two young musicians and then one budding conductor. WFIU.org.